It's
a
loaf.
Made out of cornmeal.
Yeah. Corn dodgers. It's a loaf. That mostly was I raised up on a loaf.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Back then, people would cook loaf.
And, do you bake corn dodgers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, what about cornmeal dumplings? Have you ever made those?
Yes, for young turnips.
Uh-huh. And you cook those in with the
turnips? Yeah, after the turnip load done, you mix up your cornmeal, you season it up, you know. And by the time you take it up then when you're done mixed up with your spoon, you take up a piece in your hand and pat it out thin as you want and lay it on top of your greens.
Uh-huh.
You let it stand like that until it done.
And about how long does that take?
Well, I couldn't exactly say it now, but you let it stay there a few minutes, oh, 15 or 20 minutes, I reckon,
uh-huh.
Or 10 or 15 minutes, and then you can take it up whole. It won't tear up, and you can take it up whole and put on the plate for serving, you know.
Uh-huh.
Your greens are already done, and you're ready for serving, and it tastes good.
It sounds good. I've never
it
had
tastes
any like
good.
That.
It tastes good, too.
Well,
I got the taste of it now.
Well, Miss, what kind of seasonings do you put in it?
You fix it up just like you fix up a loaf cornbread.
Uh-huh.
For young turnips. You fix it up just like you fix up a loaf bread. You know you can't put too much shortening in loaf bread. Because
mm-hmm.
you're going to fix it where you can put in the griddle, you know. And then you slip it in the stove. You kind of pat it down and slip it in the stove and let it bake. Now you're going to have some kind of nice greens to eat with that and your meats and thing, you know. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You just put, now, what you put in that, you don't put nothing but your meal and your sody salt.
And what do you put to make it stick together? You put water in it?
Put water in it.
Uh-huh.
You don't put no flour in that.
Uh-huh.
It'll stick together. You don't put no flour in it.
Well, now, when you put it in with the greens, do you cover it up so
it'll
steam?
Yes, you cover it up. You
uh-huh.
cover it up.
And then cook it over low heat?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yes, look, it's nice too. It's good.
Well, now when you cook your turnips, do you put a piece of meat in there? With
them? Yeah. You put a piece of white meat in there. All the kind of meat is not good.
Uh huh.
But your turnip tastes good with a little piece of bacon meat. Bacon meat. A streak of lean, a streak of fat. Bacon meat. Not smoked meat. Bacon, white. Bacon meat.
Uh-huh.
That's good with boiling greens. And you put that in there, and then you put your dumplings up on top there, you got something good there.
Mm-hmm.
It is good. Some of these old people, way back, they like them thing right now. And some of we got some old white people, they'll never stop with that there cornbread, just making it up,
uh-huh.
in a, and putting it in the griddle. And turn it over with nothing but meal. Put a little salt in it, don't put nothing else in it. Just salt.
Well, it comes out pretty flat, doesn't it? Or you mean self-rising meal?
No. It's meal. No self-rising meal. Just straight meal.
Uh-huh.
They likes it like that. They likes it like that. Us mostly had corn dodgers, loaf bread. But the old white people would have this make take your bowl and stir up there a little meal, not much, because some of the family didn't want it, you know, the young one wouldn't want it, but them old people would want it. Just pour it in the, grease your griddle and pour it in there, not much grease, and you could turn it over.
Uh-huh.
with your thing,
just
in
like
there.
You turn over a big pancake.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Turn it over and let it brown on each side.